Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for his angels. Thanking God for his church. Thanking God for his congregation. Thanking God for the leaders of this congregation. Thanking God for this morning. You know, he didn't have to give us this morning, but he did. And he gave us this morning for us to be here, to come out here in spirit and the truth to worship him. Not to worship me. Not to see what I'm wearing today. Not to see if I shaved or whatever, but Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Jesus and his word. God left us the word, the Bible, through Jesus. And that's what we're here for today. Amen. My title this morning is Signs of the End. And it came from Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 6. But I would like to read Matthew 24, 1 through 13. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 14. And it reads, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquake in divers places. All these things are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Sign of the end. Matthew describes Jesus leaving the temple in Jerusalem and his disciples pointing out the impressive buildings. Jesus then prophesied that the temple will be completely destroyed with not a single stone left standing on another. This prophecy was fulfilled about 40 years later when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. The disciples approached Jesus privately on the Mount of Olives, asking about the timing of the temple's destruction and the sign of his coming and the end of the age. Jesus began his response by warning them to be aware of deception, especially from false prophets who will claim to be the Messiah. He specifically warned that many will come in his name, claiming to be the Christ and deceiving many. Many will come. Old Testament, Jeremiah 14:14 says this. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophet prophesies lies in my name. I sent them not, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision of divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their own hearts. Matthew is teaching that while believers will hear of wars and rumors of wars, they should not be alarmed or discouraged, as these events are not the end. It's a warning that such conflicts are part of a divine plan and are not the final culmination of all things. Nations will rise against nations. Kingdom rise against kingdom. The phrase nation against nation directly point to large-scale wars and conflict between different countries. Some say kingdom against kingdom is a metaphor for spiritual warfare between forces of good and evil. He reminds us not to forget Him. As was stated today, we sometimes forget those of you who are older. We do get kind of senile sometimes. We forget things. You know, we want something out of the kitchen, we go to the kitchen and forget what's in the kitchen. We go back to the bedroom or whatever, the living room, and we remember. It happens. There was a story about a farmer, Farmer Brown. And it said Farmer Brown had bought a mule from a guy. And with the purchase of the mule, there was some description that he had to go by. He gave him, the descriptions for this horse. This is what you must do. This is what you must follow, for this horse, for this mule, in other words. And the description was this. It was when you want him to walk, you say Abe. When you wanted him to run, you say Ben. When you wanted him to stop, say Charlie. So he understand that. That was the instruction that the man gave him. He gave him, like I said, Abe to walk, Ben to run, Charlie to stop. That's what he had to say, to this mule. So it said that one day Farmer Brown was on his mule riding, and it said that a storm came up, thunderstorm, and it said that lightning struck the tree. You know how lightning sounds, boom, right? And the mule took off running, right? And now Farmer Brown got to remember the instructions, because this mule is scared and is headed toward the cliff. So he remembered, he said, Charlie. And the mule stopped. He stopped. And Farmer Brown, he paused for a little while. And then he said, Ben. You ought to get that when you get home this evening. Don't worry about it. But anyway, we sometimes forget, but God is reminding us. He's reminding us to that. These things is going to happen. We're going to have wars and rumors of wars. It's like right now what's going on across the seas. It's when you look at it, it's devastating to see the children, being just carried off in a body bag to throw in a grave. Basically an unmarked, just a big grave. The children, they're being... You got one nut over there bombing schools. because of this particular war. He bombed hospitals. He bombed apartment buildings. Are you with me? Wars and rumors of wars. And God, he want us to not be afraid, but be faithful. Remember what he said. Are you with me? He said these things must happen. This is going to happen whether we like it or not. But he encourages us also to pray for these things. Pray that there is peace over there, and pray that it don't come here. Amen. We ought to pray, because we got that, with the Lord. Are you with me? We can pray, and that's why and what we must do. Pray. We must stay on praying ground. We must stay on praying ground. Bible teaches that God heareth not sinners, but he hear those who pray. He said that if you ask in my name, I will give. But the sinner prayer, are you with me? It's a prayer like this. It's a prayer like, Lord, my light is about to be cut off. Tomorrow is the last day. So my prayer is, Lord, that you would be with me as I go and rob this bank, that you would please be with me and protect others, Lord, while I rob this bank, in Jesus' name. You see, that's the sinful, that's the prayer. Are you with me? God is not going to hear that kind of prayer. Are you with me? He's not going to hear that kind of prayer. But he hears us. He says, whatever you ask in my name, you see. So therefore, we have to pray for these wars over there. We have to pray for them. We have physical wars. We have spiritual wars. We have church wars. We have wars within, wars without. Wars nation against nation. Wars against the flesh. Wars against sin. Wars against drug and street violence. Wars against the spouse. We even have family wars. That's called family feud, in case you didn't know. Jesus warned some we're going to have these wars. It's going to be. We don't want them, but it's going to be. But he said, be prepared for these wars. Just like if you go into the service, you don't just go and put on a uniform and they give you a gun. It don't happen like that no more. It may have happened like that back in the days, and who knows? But now you have to train to be able to survive and be able to kill. Amen? You must be trained. So we as Christians, we must be trained for this war. Amen? Because if we're not trained for the war, we're going to be doing some battles, and we're going to be losing a lot. And we're going to lose, and people lose so many battles till they just give up. Are you with me? They give up, and God don't want us to give up. God is saying, just keep fighting. Where there's famine, Jesus could fix it. Excuse me. If Jesus fed those people, those millions of people in Egypt, if he fed those people out there in the desert, he could feed anybody. If he fed the 5,000 with just fish and bread, a few fishes and bread, he can feed. He can fix it. You see, but we have to believe that. It's something that we have to believe, that he can fix it. There's famine, not just in food. There's famine also in faith. He can fix that too. Amen? He can fix that. Where there's pestilence, he is the cure. He's the great physician. He holds the cure. Where there's earthquakes and storms, he is the storm calmer. That's who Jesus is. That's who Jesus is. He calms these things down. You know, because, you know, we see a lot happening lately. We got earthquakes happening. We got volcanoes happening. One beyond the other. We got these tornadoes and so forth and so on. Category 4 and possibly 5. like a hurricane wind. We got typhoons, we got floods, we got a whole lot of catastrophes going on, right? But he said, it's going to come, whether you like it or not. Are you with me? He's just saying, don't give up when you see these things. Don't be afraid. Don't think that he have left you, because sometimes, you know, people give up on God. They think, you know, because so many things is happening, he's just not with me no more. He's just not with me no more. But he's with us. He's with us to the very end. He's with us to the very end. The Bible speaks about iniquity or lawlessness will seem to take over. Are you with me? You have these people just going into these places and just start stealing. Just, you know, they walk into these places and start breaking up things and start stealing. The other day, a young man, they said they broke in and they stole about $1 million worth of stuff. Are you with me? Lawlessness. People don't hate the law. It's just not there anymore. Are you with me? It's just like we could do anything we want to do. And it said, the Bible teaches that the love of many will grow cold because of lawlessness. But he that endures unto the end, he shall be saved. It said that there will be Christ, people who come in Christ's name. This young man in somewhere out west said that he took a gun and he just started shooting these people in the parking lot. And he said he was Jesus. This is news now. He think, I wouldn't dare, but he think he said he was Jesus. He ain't Jesus. He's just foolish. Are you with me? There will be many, he said, come in his name saying, claiming that they're Jesus. We know about Jim Jones and that other nut. Are you with me? Saying that they're Jesus. And it had people following them like that. You know, many are being deceived. That's why we should keep the faith, study, come together, love one another. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Study together and bring this thing together. Because one of the things Jesus also is teaching us and telling us, right, that we don't want these doors to be closed. Are you with me? We want these doors to stay open in this building filled with people of God. Are you with me? But it teaches us this, that in these last days that it would be people who going against people. Let's look in the book. Let's begin at verse 9. And it says, then shall they deliver you to be afflicted and to be killed, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my sake. Are you with me? We will be killed. You know, that's heavy. That's heavy. And then shall many offend and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. You see, that's the division. That's the division within the church. That's the division that we don't need. We need to be together. You see, we don't need to hate one another. We need to be together. And because of this, it says that love for many shall wax cold. You see, we don't need that. We need to be together. We need to love one another. Are you with me? Love one another. We don't need to be separated in this thing, because we're in the army now. Are you with me? And we got folks shooting at us. We got sin trying to kill us. And you gotta have my back and I gotta have your back. Are you with me? Bible teaches us that we ought to love one another. We ought to love one another. We ought to love one another. Jesus is warning us to be vigilant, be watchful, and not to be distracted by fear. To have and keep the faith and not let fear control us. He wants us to remember that all power is given him. He will never leave us nor forsake us. The Lord will renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagle. We shall run and not be weary. we shall walk and not faint. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding. He is with us always, even unto the ends of the earth. We have to understand that. We have to believe that. But if we trust and believe, trust and obey, because there's no other way, he'll faithfully see us through. Amen. If you're here and you are not a member of the church, there are steps that you must take. You must hear God's word. What is God's word? That Jesus came down from heaven, born of a virgin, lived a flesh life. He suffered out throughout this life. He died and was crucified on a cross. He raised on the third day with all powers in his hand. We must believe that. We must repent. Repent means to not just stop. Please remember that. It's not means just to stop. It means to turn around. Because if you had to stop, that means you're going in the wrong direction. Are you with me? If you had to stop, that means you're going in the wrong direction. So that means you need to turn around and come to Christ. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Be baptized in water for remission of sin. After that, stay faithful in God's grace. We must come to worship. We must sing. We must give. We must commune. We must learn. We must be taught. We must teach. All of these musts, we must. But above all these musts, we must love. Without that, we ain't got nothing going. It has to be love. It has to be love. If you're here, and you are a member of the church, and you are in need of prayer, you may together stand up and sing and ask for prayers at this time. May God bless.